Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. Today is, what is today? It's Tuesday, September 17th, 2013, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, and the sun is shining, so we'll have no thunderstorms today. And I may have a slight technical problem with my computer, which is happening intermittently. Yesterday it was fine for the whole show, so I'm crossing my fingers that it will be fine today. And we do the show because there are toxic chemicals all around in all kinds of consumer products, in the air that we breathe, in the water we drink, just everywhere. But there are many, many products that do not contain toxic chemicals. There are ways to get toxic chemicals out of our bodies. And being free of these toxic exposures is what this show is all about. Today we're going to talk about laundry and one of my favorite laundry products, soap nets. My guest today is Mona Weiss. She's a naturalist and actress and co-founder of EcoNets. Hi, Mona.
Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Sun is not shining here, and I'm in California. So.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sure it'll be shining soon. So tell us first, what led you to be interested in toxic chemicals and in starting your company, EcoNets?
Absolutely. It kind of starts when I was about 16 years old. I was home alone. It was New Year's Eve, and my parents were at a party, and I am up late beating Legend of Zelda on Nintendo. And, like, up until that time, I was getting kind of hives and rashes and stuff like that, but I never really paid attention to it. And that night, I had a really bad reaction, and I'm home alone, and I was just covered in these red welts. And, you know, my mom wasn't home. I didn't really know what to do. Long story short, we figured out that I'm allergic to food dye, which was really weird. The original clue that night was that I had eaten, you know, a rainbow sprinkle cookie and a raspberry Snapple and had to go to the doctor and all that stuff. So we figured this out, and then I have to suddenly look at everything I'm eating and cut out these food dyes, which are in everything. It's unavoidable. And around that time, I'm also diagnosed with ADD, and we're thinking, God, this is really bad. We're fast forward to years later. After I graduated college, I met Scott, my fiancé, and we started EcoNets together. And at the time, he's dating me. And he's like, you know, you don't have ADD. I think you're just eating the wrong foods. So I started buying organic foods, and I got off the medication, and sure enough, I don't have ADD, and all I needed was, you know, just healthy organic food.
Yes.
And then there was one missing piece of the puzzle, which is that I'm still getting rashes. Like, even if I could just eat, you know, just fruits and vegetables, I'm still getting rashes. Well, those don't have food dye in it, so what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And so the mystery of that was solved when Scott's uncle mentioned that there are these berries in the Himalayas that make soap, and, you know, maybe I should try using this for my laundry, and that might help my problem. I thought he was completely crazy, because I'm using the detergent the doctor told me to use, so,
yes.
Like, how fat, you know, doctor is right, maybe.
Right, maybe.
But anyway, so we got these berries, and I'm, like, freaking out because I don't want to put them in my washing machine. But I did. I washed my clothes, and holy cow, they worked. They worked not only to clean my clothes, but all of my, you know, eczema and allergies and rashes, they went away as soon as I started wearing the clothes that I had washed with these berries. So there was, like, no real company kind of selling these, treating them like a real product. And I'm thinking, you know what? I am sure I am not the only one with this problem, but, like, these work great. You're not putting any chemicals down the drain.
That's right.
So environmentally conscious. So
yes.
We decided to start a company and bring this product to mainstream.
I think what you've done with them, it's not that soap nuts didn't exist before, because I've been using them for about 4 or 5 years, but what you've done is that you've made it into a mainstream brand, and you've made it available, and you've made it attractive, and you've made it, you've done a really good job of putting the whole story together and having a great website and making it something that just an average consumer could use. And you put some other products together with it, and you've just done a great job, Mona. I'm really, really happy with your website. You've done a good job, and I've looked at many, many websites over the years. So I think I love your story, because it really illustrates how, once again, somebody had a health problem. We hear this story every day on the show. Once again, somebody else had a health problem, and they discovered it was some toxic chemical that was causing the health problem. They stopped using the toxic chemical, in this case, detergent, and all the associated other things like perfume and everything that is in the detergent, and your health problem went away. And how many health problems are there in the world? One of the ones that I like to talk about all the time is that so many people, how many millions of people have insomnia, and they're taking sleeping pills every night for the insomnia, and when they could just change their sheets and not have formaldehyde resin on their bed sheets, and then they wouldn't have insomnia. That's what happened to me. That's part of my story, is that I changed my sheets, and you changed your detergent, and now we're both without our symptoms.
Yeah. So
I just have to keep saying this over and over and over, because I want everybody to who's listening to understand that if you're sick, if you're having a symptom, look around and see what you're being exposed to, and start eliminating the toxic chemicals and see if those symptoms won't go away. So tell us what soap nuts are.
Okay. So they're these little berries. They grow on a tree in the Himalayas. And, I mean, there's 20 different species. They grow all over the world. But the best ones for laundry happen to grow in the Himalayas. And they make soap. They make soap when they come into contact with water. The tree makes the soap to taste bad to insects. So it's sort of trying to protect this inner seed. So what we do is we remove the inner seed, because it doesn't really do anything. And then you take these little, like, they're hard shells. So, you know, they're technically, the common name is nuts, but it's actually a berry. So it's safe if you have nut allergies. You can put it in this little bag, which we give you, and it's just to keep track of it, so there's not berries floating around your machine. Stick in your washing machine, and then it will make soap and wash your clothes. And it's really, it's sort of a complicated, description for something that's very, very simple.
It is very simple.
Yeah.
You know, when I started washing with them, I thought, I mean, somebody told me, I don't remember how I found out about it, but somebody told me I got some soap nuts, and they're kind of sticky. The ones I have are kind of sticky. And you put them in the little bag, and then you toss them in the washer, and you think, how is this going to work? But I had an experience in the past. I grew up in California, in Northern California, and there we have something called soap plant. It's a Indian use of a plant where, and in grade school, I learned how to recognize it. They would take us on the hike, and we would go and pick up the soap plant. And it, you pull it out of the ground, and the root is soapy. You put water on it, and you can wash your hands with it. And I thought that was a cool thing when I was a child. So I thought, well, this makes sense to me, soap nuts. And when the first time I washed my clothes with it, they came out so soft and so clean that I was hooked. And it's just really, it's such an easy thing. You can use them over and over and over. You put them in the little bag. You put like 3 or 4 in the little bag, and you just keep using them until they kind of melt away. And then you put 3 or 4 more in the little bag. And it's just kind of amazing product. We need to take a break, Mona, so we'll continue on with your story after the break. This is Deborah Lynn Dad, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. My guest today is Mona Weiss from EcoNuts. We're talking about soap nuts and other natural cleaners and other natural laundry tips. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dad, and my guest today is Mona Weiss, co-founder of EcoNuts, where they sell soap nuts for your laundry. Mona, I know there, you're not the only one who sells soap nuts, but there's something different about yours from the other ones. Tell us about that.
Well, we've tried to sort of treat it like a normal product that people would buy. Because, I mean, it's a little bit of a hard stretch to ask people to use berries in their washing machine, and it can freak people out. So what we've tried to do is to make it as accessible for people to use as possible, make it easy to use, and present it in an attractive package that people want. And we have other products, too. Like, we've got a liquid detergent, which is an extract from these soap nuts. So if you like the idea but you'd rather use a liquid detergent, we've got that for you.
Good. I know before we had to make it ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, you can still make it yourself. It just depends how adventurous you want to be.
Do you also have a powder that you've made from it?
Yeah, we've got a cleaning powder, and we've got surface cleaners as well, certified organic cleaners for your house. And then everything comes in aluminum, the liquids all do, and not plastic.
Good.
Which is very easy for people to recycle, and we use concentrated formulas, so it's easier on the environment in terms of shipping, and you know, my grandma loves it because she doesn't have to lift like anything heavy at all. So we tried to make that a very consumer friendly item.
What about yours? Are certified organic? Are all soap nuts certified organic?
No, you have, well, I mean, it depends if the company goes and gets the certification. They, for the most part, grow wild organically, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the company, you know, you still have to, part of the organic process is you have to get certified at every single level. So it has to be certified where it grows and then, where it's handled, and everyone that touches them needs to get certified. So it makes sure that it does not come into contact with chemicals for the entire journey of the product.
That's really good to know. I think most people don't think of that. I think that they think that certified organic means that it's grown organically, but that not that it's certified all the way down the track there. So that's good. And what about you also sterilize your soap nuts?
Yeah,
tell us about that.
So we came up with this process. We lab tested these early on just because handling these were making us a little, we were getting sick once in a while. So we decided to send these off to a lab and get them tested. And there were some germs on these that just made me feel like, you know what, in terms of, you know, not only me and my employees handling these, but for the consumers, we should really develop some kind of process to kind of clean these and make it, you know, just safe for people to use. I mean, I know a lot of our customers have, you know, compromised immune systems and various problems, and I didn't want to be responsible for getting anybody sick. So we came up with a process that is totally chemical-free. And very safe, and that process is also part of our organic certification. So while it's a trade secret, we do have everything inspected by USDA to make sure, or by Oregon Tilth, I should say, who certifies us to make sure that, you know, they're cool with the process and everything like that.
That's very good. I'm glad that you're doing that. I hadn't even thought about it, but it is an organic product. Organic in the sense that it's a plant. It's not something that came out of a factory. It's something that's coming out of the earth. And, of course, it could have germs on it like anything else that grows and is being handled through all that whole line. So I'm really glad that you did that. So good job.
Yeah, I mean,
again,
you know,
Mona, I'm just so impressed with what you did.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is something that gets handled a lot down the line. I don't know if people are washing their hands or not. I don't But it just, you know, when it gets to us, we want to make sure that we put out the best possible product for our customers.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
How does it compare using soap nuts to using a detergent? Like, is it in terms of cost, for example?
Oh, well, our product costs about a third the cost of regular detergent. So it's really a big cost savings. And you don't expect that with organic products at all, that they would be cheaper. because a lot of times they're more expensive. But this particular product, we're able to come in way cheaper. Plus, you're reusing this product.
Right.
You can reuse these soap nuts up to 10 times. So it's really a great cost savings for anyone.
And then there's, I stop using, well, how do you know when you've used up your soap nuts?
We've got a little chart and video on our website, but basically, in short, there's a bunch of different ways to tell, but they're going to kind of get paper thin and just sort of start to fall apart, and there's going to be a point where there's just no more soap. You can, at any point in time, you can stick them in a jar of water and shake it, and you're going to see soap bubbles until the soap's gone. Which is really
That's
cool.
So cool. I'm actually looking on your website right now as we're talking, and you do have a page that says how to tell when your eco nuts are used up. And down at the bottom, you have like all these pictures after so many washes. And down at the bottom, it just looks like the little skins, like the skins of a nut. Are
yeah.
just there instead of the whole nut. And it actually kind of looks in the picture, it looks like a hazelnut. And then by the time you get down to the bottom, it just looks like hazelnut skins. And that's when I stop using them myself. And then you can just take them and throw them out in the garden and they'll just biodegrade. One of the things that I think is so cool about soap nuts is that there's absolutely no processing to them. There's no factories. It just comes off the tree and, you know, they go down the line and get packaged and sterilized and stuff. But there's no, like taking it apart and making it into, you know, 17 different ingredients or whatever. There's no ingredients. It's just a berry off a tree. And that's what you're washing your clothes with. And at the end, when it's done, you just put it out in the yard. I can't think of a more sustainable thing.
Oh, it's totally awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, talk about a natural product. This is a natural laundry product. This is a natural laundry product. I'm just so thrilled about them. We need to take another break. And that you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're talking with my guest, Mona Weiss from EcoNuts. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Mona Weiss, co-founder of EcoNuts, and we're talking about all natural laundry. EcoNuts being soap nuts that just go from the tree. They're sterilized, they're certified organic, and then they go in your laundry, and it's the most natural way I know of that you can wash your clothes. Mona, I keep looking at your site and I keep reading more and more. Listeners, Mona has a great blog that she keeps writing about different natural laundry tips. And one really caught my eye. This is on the page about diapers. You're writing about why it's such a good idea. I want to ask you a question, but first, for all the moms out there, tell us why it's a good idea to use soap nuts to wash diapers.
All right. Well, if you're washing cloth diapers, you're doing a lot of laundry. So this, it just comes down to not putting, a heavy amount of chemicals or anything, not only against your child's skin, but back into the environment via the water. And these clean just as well as regular detergent. So your baby has very sensitive skin. So to use a product that doesn't have any kind of, man-made chemicals in it whatsoever, there's nothing better to use.
I totally agree. Okay, now here's what caught my eye. Down on the page it says how to wash your cloth diapers with EcoNuts, and before you start, that you recommend doing a strip, and that is to wash your washing machine with EcoNuts, without any clothing or diapers or anything in it, just wash the washing machine. And that really interested me, because you say that the EcoNuts will loosen and remove the detergent residues and the fragrances and anything that it happens to be in the fiber or in the washing machine. And this is of interest to me because I just bought a new washing machine. And to save money, I bought a washing machine that had been returned, but in good condition. There wasn't anything wrong with the washing machine. It just had been purchased and returned. And they obviously had used it because when I got it home, I noticed it smelled much more perfumey than it did when it was in the store. I mean, I guess it was hard to tell with all those other smells in the store strong the perfume smell was. But when I got it home, I said, you know what? I can't put my clothes in this washer because I didn't want them to get contaminated with perfume. So now I've been wondering what to do, and I'm going to just use my soap nets and run a wash through with just the soap nets and get that perfume smell out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great idea. Regular chemical detergent will leave this residue in your machine. It builds up over time.
Yes.
So, of course, we recommend that when you're washing diapers. Diapers are so absorbent that they'll just reabsorb all of the stuff as it's getting removed from your machine.
You know, this is just so interesting to me that a natural substance would release all these chemicals from the washer and from the clothes, and that if you've been washing your clothes in detergents the first time you wash them in Eco Nuts, all that stuff is going to come out, and that it won't be putting those chemicals next to your skin anymore. Oh, this is so marvelous. So good.
It's really cool. It's really, really cool.
There's so many good things about this. Okay, so you've got some other products here. I want you to tell us about your wool dryer balls.
Okay, this is a really cool product. It's a new product that we brought in recently. And I love, love, love these. They're solid wool balls, and they're pretty heavy. And you stick four of them in your dryer, and they tumble with your clothes. So they help to soften clothes. I mean, the soap nuts, they soften clothes. But this will also help soften your clothes, but it also reduces the amount of time it takes to dry. And it does this because it helps to circulate hot air in the dryer, and it gets in between your clothes or sheets or whatever you're washing to let hot air get in between, and it really does work.
I've heard that. I haven't actually used them because when I first found out about them, they were plastic, not yours. But
yeah.
That was what was being advertised as plastic, and they're PVC plastic, and PVC is one of the most toxic plastics on Earth. Greenpeace has for many years had a campaign to just eliminate PVC entirely. And another thing about plastic is that when you expose it to heat, it releases plastic fumes.
Yeah, exactly.
And so here, they were taking these PVC dryer balls and putting them in a hot environment and then rolling them all around with your clothes. Not a good idea.
Yeah, no.
So I love this idea of the wool dryer balls. That it's just perfect. And it's a perfect complement to your soap nets. Again, a completely natural product where all you're doing is just shearing the wool off the sheep and this minimal processing into this little ball. And then you use it. And again, when it's done, however long it lasts, years, it just goes
out. Yeah, that's a really long time.
Yeah, I mean, these aren't going to melt like your soap nets.
No.
But when you do that, when you're done with them, they just go back into the garden and just biodegrade. And we don't have to do any, you know, tests on these chemicals because there are no chemicals or anything. It's just like perfectly natural, perfectly safe. It's just all products should be like this.
Oh,
I just get really excited. Okay, let's see, what else do you have? The way I found Mona's site was that I was searching for natural disinfectants in order to wash your clothes. I had a client who actually had a strep and that she needed to, or no, staph infection. And she needed to sterilize all of her sheets and her clothes and everything. And I thought, well, what can you use to sterilize in the laundry? And Mona has written an entire blog post on how to sterilize your laundry naturally. So tell us about that.
Sure. Well, I mean, this is sort of a big topic, especially among people who cough diaper, but also, you know, if you get sick, you worry about how to sterilize your laundry and make it safe again. So what I put together is really just a reference guide, and, you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can kill germs in your laundry, and it's
I'm sorry, yeah. Because we have to go to break, and break, you can tell us about what some of those are.
Sure.
This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest is Mona Weiss from EcoNuts, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Mona Weiss, co-founder of EcoNuts, and her website is EcoNuts.com. Obviously, very good name. EcoNuts.com. And before the break, we were talking about how you can sanitize your laundry. And Mona, you're going to give us some tips.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I don't really like to recommend one way over another, just because it's really up to you, what you feel would be the right way for you. But one way that I think a lot of people overlook is using the sun. And the sun is great because it's free. And it uses...
Yes.
And
natural.
It's free. It's natural. There's no chemicals. And it uses, you know, it's ultraviolet light. Right. And all you have to do is put your clothes out in the sun, and the ultraviolet radiation and infrared light is going to... help to kill all kinds of nasties on your clothes, which is really cool. It's excellent. And people don't even think about it. But it's one of the reasons
because we think in our culture, we live in an industrial culture, which is always looking to have you buy something to solve every problem. Like, if you're sick, we've been trained to think we need to go to the doctor and we need to take a pill, rather than saying, we're sick, what's going on in our environment that's making us sick? Or how could we eat something different, or be out in the sun or whatever? And so part of the orientation away from toxic chemicals is to start looking to nature and see what nature has to offer. And I once took a class, a hike out in nature with an herbalist, and she said, every problem in nature, there's a solution right next to it. So if you have, like, poison oak, you know that there's a plant growing right next to it that is going to be the antidote to poison oak. Isn't that cool? I love that. So, yes.
That's totally awesome.
It's all around us. Nature has all the solution all around us. So I love that. So if you don't have any sun, or if you can't put your clothes out in the sun, what's the consumer thing you can do?
Lemon juice is a really great disinfectant. It changes the pH of the water in your washing machine. Basically, it makes it more acidic, and a lot of different microbes can't survive in an acid environment. So that's
good.
One thing straight from nature. You don't have to do anything.
Right, and you probably already have a lemon in your kitchen. So Mona has a whole post on her blog about how to do this. So if this is something that you need to do, go look it up on her site on EcoNuts.com, and she's got a lot more tips. Let's talk about static cling. I know you have another blog post about static cling, and the first thing that I want to say, I read your whole post during the break. The first thing I want to say about static cling is that I learned a long, long, long time ago that static cling only happens with synthetic fabrics, and that those of us who only have 100% natural fibers have no static cling.
It's true. Some people can find that if they're washing, like, say, wool and cotton in the same load, they might get a little bit, but it's far less. I mean, it builds up with synthetic fabrics far more than anything.
Yes, and like, I never have static cling when I'm wearing my cotton clothes. I mostly have cotton clothes. What I'm washing in the washer is cotton and linen, and if I have I have very few wool clothes living in Florida.
And, oh, right.
And when I do wash my wool clothes, I just wash them by hand. And so the only thing I'm mixing is cotton and linen, and I never have static cling. I never have static cling when I'm wearing clothes. So that's a good way to get rid of all the, you know, dryer sheets or fabric softeners or all those things, is just don't have synthetic clothes.
Yeah.
So give us your tips for people who are wearing synthetic clothes and washing synthetic clothes.
Okay.
What's something that you can do for static cling?
Well, in the same vein of what you're talking about, just separating your fabrics. If you wash all of your synthetics together, that's going to cut down on the static. Because the static will build up if there's two very different fabrics rubbing up against each other.
Yes.
Another one is to stop your dryer when stuff is just dry. Because static builds up in a very dry environment. So if there's still moisture in the air in your washing machine, static won't build up. It's very, very cool. There's two other ways.
I just want to say something before you go on. That it's also a good idea to remove your clothing from the dryer immediately when the dryer buzzes and says that it's done, because wrinkles come from clothing sitting in the dryer on top of each other all crunched up. And if you take out the clothes right when it's done and hang them up or fold them up or whatever, you don't have to iron them.
Oh, yeah. Bonus.
Yeah. The ironing is not my favorite thing, and I wear practically all cotton, which needs to be ironed, so I do very well with taking those clothes out of the dryer immediately. Okay, go on with more tips.
Okay. You can throw a ball of aluminum foil into your dryer.
It'll
discharge the static.
Better than using dryer sheets.
Yeah, you don't have to use dryer sheets. You know, you can do it for free or for pennies. And the way that I've heard, this is probably the most effective way that I have heard in terms of feedback from other people. If you put a safety pin on two different fabrics, so let's say you're washing cotton and polyester together, you put safety pin on your polyester garment, a safety pin on your cotton garment, and it'll discharge the static in your dryer.
I've never tried that, but it sounds like that it would work. It sounds like, you know, that there's some science behind that.
Yeah, well, the metal will, because this is, you know, without getting too technical into the science-y stuff, it's the same reason why you get a little zap if you're walking around in socks on the floor and then you touch the doorknob.
Yeah.
Same principle, the doorknob is your safety pin.
Wow. Interesting.
So, and the metal inside of the dryer, if you're touching the metal to the metal, it'll kind of take that charge away.
Wow.
It's crazy. It really works.
Sometimes it's just the simplest things that are the solutions. That's so great. So we're coming to the end of our show now. We only have 3 minutes left. So is there anything that you want to talk about that we haven't talked about?
In general, I think that, you know, some people get really overwhelmed if they look at, you know, like possible toxins in their home. And I think that it's easy if people just sort of change one thing at a time.
I agree.
Like every time I go to the grocery store, I try to buy like one new healthy food item that I've never tried before. And
good,
I think the same thing can be said about, you know, any product that you want to change out or try, do something healthier about it. And it's just about making these small changes that in the long run make a really big change.
I completely agree with that. And in fact, for many, many years, I have always said that the first thing I think people should change is their cleaning products, because cleaning products are governed by the Hazardous Substances Act. They're not required by law to list the toxic chemicals or any of their ingredients, so you really don't know what's in them. And they're some of the most toxic products in your home. Even detergent, I don't remember the exact statistic, but detergent, I think, it's either number one or two most common product that causes children's poisoning at home, because kids they're attracted to the smell and the color, and they just drink it or put the powder in their mouth, and they need to be rushed to the emergency room. So especially if you have children in your house. I mean, I think if they put a soap nut in their mouth, I mean, that's
it
like
tastes like soap.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably not going to want to chew it or swallow it. But it's a lot safer than detergent, just a lot safer than detergent, because detergent, we talk a lot on the show about chemicals that cause health effects over time, so you might not see the negative effects right away. But detergent is one of those things that's called an acute poison, and you could take your child to the emergency room if they get in it. It's one of those things that says keep out of reach of children, and yet we think of detergent as being just a common household product, and we really need to be watching out for that. So, Mona, you've given us all a very good, safe, effective, extraordinary solution to that toxic chemical, and I really encourage everyone who's still using detergent to try this product because it works so well. Well, thank you for being with us today,
yeah,
Mona.
Thank you so much for having me.
And again, the website is econuts.com. That's econuts.com. And I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. If you want to know more about the show, you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com. I list on that page all the guests for the week, so you can look ahead. And I also list all the guests that have been on in the past, and there's a link to the recording in the archive. So thank you for joining me today, Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd.